Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Happy Thursday, May 18th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 22, verse 14 and 15. And it reads, "And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." How could Jesus recline and enjoy a good meal knowing what was coming his way? I saw recently a video of an inmate on death row eating his last meal. I don't know why I saw it or how I came across it, but the man eating his final meal was shaking visibly. Even on the poor camera footage, you could see his whole body shaking. He knew what was coming after that meal, and terror, to the point of uncontrollable shaking, was on the man. We don't see that with Christ. We see him enjoying a meal in fellowship with his disciples, reclining at the table. What causes one man to shake uncontrollably with fear, and the other man to recline comfortably when both are faced with knowledge of their impending death? Two things come to mind. First, knowing that you're doing God's will. Knowing that your death has a purpose can bring comfort when the natural human response should be fear. Christ understood that what he was preparing for was God's plan before the foundation of the world, and there's great comfort in that knowledge. It's Jesus who taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We aren't God incarnate like Jesus, but we know the will of God. We have it written down, so we can have comfort as persecution comes our way. And secondly, knowing where you're going after death can bring peace. When our faith is in Christ and we believe that this life is not all there is, that eternity awaits us, any fear we may have should be mixed with joy. You think of Stephen in Acts 7, with his eyes on heaven, praying for forgiveness for those who stoned him to death. When we know God is in control, when we know where we're going after this life, we don't have to fear, even as the end draws near.
This meal, the Passover, was special, though. It wasn't just a last meal. It was symbolic, and he was about to be the true Passover lamb. It is a meal that glorified God in remembrance of his deeds. Jesus was about to be the fulfillment of this. And he had nothing to fear in death. He knew he would be glorified and be with the Father. But this inmate that Spencer mentioned, he likely did not know where he would be after death. That is something to tremble about. And we, like Jesus, can have peace in death, because for us, it's a transition into life. We are given peace and hope up to the very end of this life. And this hope is also what helps us endure in the faith until the end. Let's not forfeit our prize waiting for us at the finish line for anything this world offers. All that the world offers is temporary, but all that God offers is eternal. And it is good.
And our psalm of the day is Psalm 81, verse 9. "There shall be no strange God among you. you shall not bow down to a foreign god.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 18, verse 2. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.